You're listening to the show about exchanging hair and nature's jerks. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina. And I still miss Blinsky. Where the heck is he?
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
KT, do the voice. I love it when you do the Fred Beach 52 guy. Do, put it into Love Shack.
If you see a dark sphincter in the side of the hill and you crawl down it, it's the badger sphincter!
Save it for next week.
Sphincter. Yeah, I know. That's the week.
The badger sphincter.
Watch out. It might envelop you into where the poo goes. Either way, it's gonna be bad because the other badgers will come out somehow. We don't know yet, but it is really suspenseful and gross, probably. Go, DM. Just give me the lines. I'll say them for the badger. Mm-hmm. You're just nodding.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Early one, spawning, the sun was shining.
I was laying in bed. Now we're combining Bob Dylan and
yeah.
Fred
well,
Gwynn.
That's the very virile badger.
Mm-hmm. All
so
right.
Many things to spoof for next
What's
recap.
What's happening?
All right.
What do we see?
The spawning. All right. So the badger announced that the spawning has begun. As soon as he
says... Oh, Will, you're going to want to wrap yourself in something.
I put on a poncho.
Cellophane.
Tiny hut? I don't know.
This is where Will realizes that he really needs to just go to a store and buy things that adventurers wear instead of wearing a business suit into a hole in the ground. He's like, if only I had
I feel
a
like
poncho.
There's some fine...
A puban chode.
Some fine print on the tiny hut spell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cannot be used as a poncho. Will not protect against spawning badgers.
Or their juices or whatever else comes out.
Yes, the fluids.
So as soon as the badger declares that the spawning has begun.
I'm so creeped out.
A glowing orange orb encases the badger, and a loud humming begins droning through the air, making it very hard to hear.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Just picture that.
A fish. Sorry.
It is the first note. You're right. All right. And then all of a sudden, with a few asynchronous... My tongue is not working.
Mm-hmm.
That's better.
Mm. It's like Mogwai when they get wet, huh?
Huh?
Is it like Mogwai when they get wet?
I don't know. Is that the right sound?
That's, yes. I was worried about that. That's weird.
ravenous badgers pop into his existence around the cavern. And a few seconds later, more. And a few seconds later...
Okay. Attack it. I cast Eldritch Blast at the badger. Will would not hesitate. Disgusting!
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you can all refer to... Here we go. I'll switch this over here to roll 20.
Oh, no.
And you can see the cavern that you're in.
Sorry, I love the badger. I love it. He's like, I dare you. I dare you.
Oh, he's so cute.
And as I said, with these sort of asynchronous pop sounds, a few badgers start appearing in the cavern, and then a few more.
Oh my god!
And
no,
then a few
Eldritch
more.
Blast! I'm running. I'm moving my character. Eldritch Blast! He's just doing it. Eldritch Blast!
All right. I'm not going to have you all roll...
He won't let us cast anything.
No, hold on.
We just suffocate in badgers now.
Oh, yeah. You're all dead.
I know. That's what...
We're dead.
I'm not going to have you all roll initiative, but you all still basically get, like, a turn in which to act.
How did we see the badger from where we are? Is this a high place? This is high up here. We're up on a high.
Yeah, you're
thing.
A little higher up. Those okay. those black.
I thought that was
dark
a wall.
Brown. They're okay. like 5 foot drops.
Okay, I see.
There's a way to sort of, you have to hop down initially and then sort of walk down.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So yeah, the badgers are starting to pop into appearance amongst all of you.
Are they popping like from nothing? They are just on the ground, or are they like popping out of the orb?
They are not popping. They're not flying out of the orb. Okay. They're in existence just okay. immediately around you.
Okay.
And as it stands right now, with the amount of badgers that are around, you think just being in this cavern, you'll probably take a little bit of damage from them.
Oh, no.
And,
oh, they got claws.
Yeah, and teeth. Yeah. And eventually they'll probably start to hinder your movement once enough of them into existence. But right now that's not the case. But you'll probably take a little bit of damage. So you are all going to get basically a chance to do something. Like, you'll have a turn. You could decide whatever actions you guys want to act in. The badgers, they're not like, they don't have like an initiative. They're just like basically an environmental effect.
Yikes. Okay.
So you can all discuss amongst yourselves what you would like to do here with your first.
How tall is the ceiling again?
It's like 5 feet.
Hmm. That's that it?
Yeah.
So Gwen is still like hunched over?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Will. And
how
Mo.
Is the badger standing up? It's 10 feet, right?
The badger is 10 feet long. But it's a badger.
So he's on all fours.
He's not a human. He's a badger. Like, it looks like a badger just... They're on all fours, but big, and now encased in a glowing orange orb.
Yeah.
Oh, that I don't like.
All right, well, guys, I have sacred flame. I can try to flame our main badger man.
What are these circle-y things?
They're
they
like
walls?
Impassable, like, yeah, that's like
walls.
Dirt.
Is this a rock, like a boulder or something?
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering, because we seem to be on a ledge here, like, can the badgers get up to where me and Mo and Bathwack are?
None have popped up there quite yet.
Because there's a ramp to where Gwen and Rafina are, so that might be easier. But what's this? I mean, maybe I'm interpreting the drawing too specifically. Conan, you need to be in bed. What are you doing? What's going on?
Daddy.
Hello.
There's badgers all over the place.
There's too many badgers.
I'm just trying to decide, is it going to be better to use magic or the orange orb around it or whatever is what scares me.
Ah. I would love to do call lightning, but I need 100 feet. Or maybe it's 50, but definitely not 5 feet above us.
See, I'd like to do flame strike, but I'm afraid of destroying the cavern.
Yeah, and having it fall on us, that would not be great.
Yeah.
Would it?
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, and also, if we knock the cavern down and we don't kill the badger, then the world will end.
Yeah, we don't want the world. Because apparently, yeah, we don't want the world to be overrun by badgers, badger spawning.
No.
It's for decades, badgers will just be pouring up out of the ground at this spot. It'll be like a volcano. Like, the ground will be just placed. It'll be this mound, this growing mound of badgers popping out of the top. Yeah. Someone's going to have to excavate it to finish the job.
We're going to have to figure this shit out again. All right, anyway. What was going on? Sorry.
Whew. Badgers aren't standing Children. Up, aren't sitting down to pee.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And they're not flushing either.
Oh, man. Probably smells like pee in here. My house smells like the badger cave. Sorry, I was asking, what was it? Like, because I don't know if the drawing is as specific as...
It's like 5 feet up. But there are badgers starting to spawn kind of everywhere in here, including up there.
Oh, there's one between
you guys. I see one. Oh, gosh.
It starts humping your leg.
So you can use skills... to reduce the damage you may take on your turns from the badgers. So acrobatics is always okay to try. You can convince me of other skills you might use to avoid taking damage from badgers. But you can't use the same one other than acrobatics twice in a row without taking disadvantage.
Persuasion. We're going to talk the badgers away.
Yeah, exactly.
I do have talk to animals.
That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk amongst yourselves.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want me to tell you what order animals? To go in? Yes.
Thanks. You didn't tell us what order.
I know. I said specifically, I'm not making you roll advantage. Not advantage. Initiative.
I know, but I thought that we were going to have turns. So we to decide when we go?
Yeah. If anybody has an idea, go for it.
I'm going to charge at it and use Eldritch Blast.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
No, but I'm going to do it.
All right. Are you going to use a skill to try?
I'm not going to consult with anyone before I do.
Are you going to try to use a skill to reduce the damage you take from the badgers?
I'm going to yell in a very intimidating way.
Got it. You've convinced me. Roll intimidation. Whoa! That is a 29. Holy moly.
Whoa. Wow.
All right. So
everyone else is scared and they can't take their action this turn.
So yeah, your yell booms out in front of you and the badgers all scatter away. So you would have taken 1 slashing damage, but instead you take 0 slashing damage. Mm. So you can approach the orb encased badger. And you said you're going to cast Eldritch Blast. Is that right?
Yeah. Got it. I imagine casting it kind of at a range.
Sure.
Because, yeah.
Go for it.
So, I'll move sort of halfway. What is my move? Is 15 walking? It's half my normal move, right?
Because he's small.
What?
Or because it's difficult terrain?
It's not difficult.
Didn't you say that my movement is halved?
Yeah, because he's small. You said something about that, I think.
I did?
Yeah, that he moves slower.
Yeah.
Oh, if anything, it would
when
be...
when we're in the woods, yeah.
If anything, it would be like 25 feet instead of 30, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I don't have to move very quickly. 5, 10, 15, 20. So I guess I'm not going to go right up to the orb, but then I'll blast it.
Okay, go ahead.
1, 2, 3.
Man.
Dang. So it's 16, a 30, and a 13 to hit.
Yep. So 16, 30, and a 13 to hit.
30? Holy crap.
So your Eldritch Blast projectiles just basically point blank right in front of you, right into this glowing orange orb, and they ping, 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 ping into the orb and then just fly
helter-skelter crap.
All over the cavern. Pew, 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 and fly into different earthen, surfaces here. One of them actually pings a badger and explodes it.
Killed a badger!
But we needed that meat. Try not to explode it so much.
Oh my gosh.
They have to know it was a badger when we bring it back.
Yeah.
All right, well, that sucks.
Eldritch Blast seems to be ineffective against the orb encasing the badger.
Oh my god.
Interesting.
I think we need a badger flute.
Dang it, don't rub it in.
I go, doo, 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 doo. Oh, that's a trumpet. I'm sorry, it was a sarcastic trumpet instead. Oh no.
Maybe you need a badger harmonica.
Hey, Gwen says, I think I have an idea. I hope. All right, so Gwen saw Bathwack intimidate the hell out of the badgers to move, so she's like, well, I'm going to try that too. So she's going to try to just use her... She's not raging, but she's going to use her roar to try to get the badgers to part like the Red Sea so that she can not get hurt by their little claws and teethies.
Okay. But quieter.
Yeah. Roar.
All right. That's
a more polite.
A total of 12. All right. So With a 12, instead of 5 slashing damage, you take 2 slashing damage.
Okay. All right. And she is going to, let me pull this up so I do this correctly. She is going to point at the very virile badger.
That's him.
In his orange little pod thing. Mm-hmm. And the sound of a bell and the smell of delicious roasted sugared pecans fills the air. Mm-hmm. And
I'm hungry.
And let me just push it. Oh, I pushed the wrong thing.
Push it real
good. I've never played the D&D before.
Toll the dead.
Because she wants to kill him. So she's like, I'll use Toll the Pecan Dead.
Yeah. One of Gwen's necromancy spells.
Whoa. Ooh.
All right. So yeah, you all hear this sound of a dolorous bell fill the air. Bong. While smelling these wonderful pecans, of course. Mm. But the badger seems unaffected within his glowing orange orb.
Oh, great.
Oh, crap.
I stab!
Guys, my idea didn't work.
I stab! I kill God like he tell me to! And Mo is going to try to hop around the badgers. So he's going to roll an acrobatics check.
Yeah, I want to see what happens if Mo touches the orb.
All right. So Mo is going to take, instead of 6, he's going to take 3 slashing damage. And he's going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And he's going to try to stab the orb. Stab! That's a 14 base plus his modifier. So he reaches up with his serrated dagger and just at the orb. And it just, each blow just seems to tink off of the orange orb without pretty much any effect. It's not working!
I want to go.
Go.
I cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
Poof. Hello, badgers!
We want to kill you!
Oh my God!
I know!
Eat you! We are hungry.
I know, I understand.
We are young. We are growing.
Okay, stop.
We will eat you.
1, 2, 3, eyes on me.
Yes.
All of their eyes turn towards you,
oh
Rafina.
Oh, my God.
In a very scary way. Uh-huh. Never mind. Stop looking at me. How do I break through the orange barrier?
I do not know. You will die.
Oh, for crying out crap. This is a waste of time. Hey, Mr. Large God Badger, can you hear me?
He doesn't seem to be responding to your speak.
Once again, this spell is false advertising. At a minimum, beasts can give you information about nearby locations and monsters.
Mm-hmm.
But the GM's discretion is leading me astray. Mm. Right, well, I guess that's all I can do for now.
Would you like to make a skill check to avoid being damaged by the badgers?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, sure.
What kind of skill check would you like to roll?
I'm going to do a, I don't know. How about survival?
Convince me.
I don't understand. When would I normally use survival?
To, like, not die in the woods.
Oh.
Yeah, but this is Rafina, and also he's definitely asking us to be creative right now. He's just messing
I'm
with
saying,
us.
I'm saying, convince
like,
me.
This is not a typical fight, so go wild. Well,
I don't think I've ever had to use survival. So I'm going to take the badger tea that I've been brewing.
Yep.
And gulp half of it and sprinkle the other half of it around me in sort of a protective orb.
Oh my God.
At least that's what I'm imagining I'm doing. Because this is going to,
give
them
like
the illusion
of
yes. And it's sort of camouflage-y too.
You've convinced
me. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Roll survival.
I've survived. Wait, do I roll it? Oh yes, I do.
Alright. So with a 7,
that sucks.
Instead of 2 slashing damage, you take 1 slashing damage from the badgers.
Wahoo.
Your badger tea has seemed to somewhat repel the badgers around you.
Well, that's something.
Will, you're left.
Man, I know
I'm
left.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Like, think, how big is the orb around the god badger?
The badger's about 10 feet long. Mm-hmm. The orb is about 11 feet in diameter. So I guess in this space, it's more of like a dome.
Okay.
Okay. I see these stupid badgers just bothering all my buddies. So
they're badgering them.
They're badgering them. So I'm going to... Man, this feels like a Christmas episode. That's how I'm playing this right now. I'm going to... Like, Will does not know what to do because he sees everyone else. Like, the magic and the physical weapons are not hurting this orb, so he needs to give himself time to think. So what he's going to do is going to focus on the badgers themselves, and he's going to cast, like, okay, when Will looks at the badger, can he perceive whether he thinks it would eat meat or grass? Like, Will doesn't know about animals.
Give me a nature check.
A nature check. Okay. I'm gonna cast the wrong thing because Will's a nature moron.
Yep.
Okay. 14, not bad. At all.
I mean, you think with those claws and teeth, mm-hmm. they probably eat people exclusively. But
really?
Definitely meat. Probably exclusively warlocks and or sorcerers with mustaches. But okay, they look like they are made to rip into living creatures.
Yeah. I'm going to, like... I think Will has heard the whole metaphor of, like, he doesn't know anything about animals, but he's heard the whole metaphor before of, like, picking off the weakest in the pack or something like that, you know? Because that's definitely something he would have heard about.
Yep.
So he's going to cast Major Image.
Okay.
And he's going to cast the image of just, like, the first animal he can think of, which is probably just, like, a horse. A
pigeon. Oh, okay.
A pigeon. But, like, an injured horse that's, like, limping around but trying to, like, run amongst... So, basically, it's near...
But hunched over?
Well, I guess. Like, it's an injured horse, so it could be dragging itself along. Okay. Whatever. But he's trying to get the attention of all these badgers here, so he's going to cast it, like, right here to try to, like, get it to move. And he's going to try to move it so that they follow it, but maybe they can't catch it.
Okay.
So that's my plan for my spell.
Got it. All right. Yeah.
I have a crazy idea.
This injured horse, it's bleeding a little bit.
Yeah.
Some entrails,
like,
falling out.
Like, I'm trying to make it like, oh, yeah, you want to eat this legs. Horse or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It smells like it's gangrenous and dying.
Yikes.
I don't know. Major Image is pretty dope. You can do a lot of stuff with Major Image.
That's true. Yeah. It smells juicy. Like, it's Will's version of this. So it smells like filet mignon or something like that. Like, it's not even like something that makes sense. It's like,
right.
This smells good. Animal, go. And he's trying to get the badgers to go away from everybody.
Okay. So yeah, anybody within, around there.
Kind of more to the left because I see Rafina and me, and I'm selfish, so slightly more to the left so that it encompasses these ones that are closer to us a little bit.
Did I?
Oh, wait, Mo's there, and Gwen's over there. No, that's perfect. Just leave it where it was. I didn't see Gwen. I was looking at the green people, not the lollipop person.
How could you miss Gwen?
I know. I thought you were a weird candy cane badger, apparently. I did not realize. Badger. What is that? Are you drawing
something? I'm sorry, I'm fucking up.
But it needs to go left. Yeah, sure. That's fine. It's fine.
Wait, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, the whole image is moving weird now.
Yeah, undo. Layer. Map layer. Okay.
I'm dizzy. What is happening?
I'm fucking up.
Sweet.
There?
Yes, thank
you. All right.
Right there.
Anybody within that circle, which is centered on this dying, gross horse, gets advantage on any of your skill checks to avoid badger damage.
Man, I wish I knew that before I cast it. I would have cast it over all those guys.
Would you like to make yourself a skill check to try to avoid taking damage from these badgers?
My gosh. So I see what I can see on the map is that there's a badger right next to Will up on this 5-foot
This is illustrative. There are badgers around
you. I'm just trying. I need specifics. You know how my brain works. It's
there are badgers around you that are trying to claw and bite you.
So multiple, not just one.
Uh-huh.
Well, that changes what I was going to do, and now I am confused.
You can make a skill check to try to avoid taking damage from badgers.
I know what I can do, but now I have to decide something different because I didn't realize it wasn't just one. The map deceived me, but they were all of them deceived, for there was another badger, and you're disgusting.
All right, anyway. Of them deceived.
Yes, Abby knew it! Woo! I didn't know if anyone heard me over that raunchy ass burp.
You did it after my burp.
Yeah, right. Gross. All right, I have to focus.
Yeah.
The burp did resonate for a while.
I'm going to do sleight of hand.
I have a vibrato burp.
I have no freaking idea what to do here.
You could do acrobatics.
I think, you know what I'm going to do? It's dark. My suit is... dark. Nope, it's maroon now. It's still kind of dark. I'm going to use a stealth check.
Okay.
To just kind of slip backwards a little bit. Maybe the badgers go after someone else, not me.
Okay.
Yeah?
Great. Okay. You've convinced me.
Oh, good. 7. We are all rolling terribly
on
these
checks. Instead of one slashing damage, you take 0 slashing damage from the badgers.
Nice.
Sweet. Okay, so you've all taken a turn, and the badgers are continuing to pop into existence.
This feels like a fight we can't win.
So, I mean, the badgers are accumulating a constant rate, so, like, the damage per turn shouldn't be increasing that much. It's not like it's doubling every turn, right? Mm. It's not like are the badgers popping out of the other badgers?
No. Like, it does not.
Or are they all popping out of the center?
You're correct that it does not seem to be an exponential growth.
Hmm. All right.
But also, as these badgers are popping into existence with a very different popping sound, sounds more like this, but not exactly, but it's the closest I've got. Wait, do I not have it anymore? Oh, I do. You see, within the cavern,
what?
3 glowing
badgers with artillery
pop into existence. One is directly behind Gwen, and there are 2 others sort of in the far corners of the cavern.
What did you say? They were 3 what? They're gems?
Glowing,
what they
gems, look like? Glowing gems. Large gems pop into existence in the cavern. The closest one you all can see very clearly is glowing this, like, red-orange color. This seems to be almost like flames within, sort of licking up against the outside of the gem. The other ones are kind of too far away to see, but you can see one is glowing sort of this bright yellow-white color, and the other one is glowing this sickly green color off in the corner of the cavern. Mm. But with the addition of more badgers, you think probably you're at the risk of taking a bit more damage from them. Not quite enough yet to slow your movement, but they are continuing to into existence. So you're all free to take another action.
Is a gem like big? Like,
yeah,
like,
it looks huge.
It's big. It it's like 3 feet across. It's like a gem, like crystal thing, sort of growing out of the earth.
Oh, so it's not something we think we could pick up. At least I don't think I
know. It doesn't really look like it's kind of like growing out of the earth.
3 feet across. So like a crystal more than this looks like a diamond from a ring or something.
That's
like
probably
it's
a
more
better
like
description.
Like a crystal growing out of the earth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like a stalagmite or tight, whichever one. Like that. Yes, like that. Like what Denise has.
Yeah, like that.
Woo, mystical. Is that red that's on Gwen? You said red.
Yep, it's like a red orange, and it almost looks like there's like flames licking up on the inside of it.
Okay.
Can I touch it?
It's D&D. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, Gwen's gonna kind of just kind of like with Where'd my claw go? I lost my claw. Here it is. She's just going to go and like tap it. Like
tink, tink, tink. Yeah, tink, tink, tink. You touch it. It doesn't do anything to you. It feels solid and firm. The closer you get to it, that you can feel like the heat baking off of it.
Wow.
Hmm. Oh, I had an idea of what to do, and now I'm not sure that...
And it's sort of... They're all emanating their own sort of light. They're like light sources. This one's pretty bright. The yellow-white one in the far corner is very bright. And the green one, you can see it, but the light is not as bright from that crystal gem thing. So who's going first?
Didn't Gwen have an idea?
You know what? Yeah, do we... Okay. Gwen is going to move over here by Bathwack. And she's going to look at him and say, "Do you trust me?"
He's frozen.
Yes.
Oh, there he is.
I trust you.
Okay.
He needs a cable. An internet cable. He's playing 5 hours in another time zone behind us.
I told you.
I was too busy looking at Badger artillery. I'm sorry.
Good. Okay, so Gwen is going to grab Bathwack's arm. And she's going to cast Dimension Door to try to arrive inside of the very feral badger.
Got it.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yikes. Wait, you're throwing me inside the very feral badger?
Oh, no. We're with her. I'm grabbing you. You're coming with me. Like, we're going to, like, try to, like, kill it from the inside, like, alien style.
Oh, all right. Okay. That's really gross, but great.
All right. So you feel time and space warp around you as you attempt to travel inside this glowing orange orb protecting this god who was spawning his progeny. And you both take 11 force damage.
Oh, no!
And you stay where you are.
I was afraid of that.
Oh, crap.
Sorry, Bathwack.
Would you like to roll a skill check to try to avoid taking damage from these badgers, Gwen?
Gosh.
Yes. Yes. Because as she, like, barreled over to Bathwack, she kind of did it, like, all, like football, like, defensive line style. Yeah. So we're going to do, like, an athletics check.
You've convinced me.
Eric, power trip, motherfucker.
You've convinced me.
Oh no, why are we rolling so
All right, so instead of 9 slashing damage with a 5 on your athletics check, you take 4 slashing damage from the badger claws and teeth. Would anyone else like to take a turn?
I'd like to go grab the red gem. I want to try to pick it up.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I'm picking it up.
All right. Give me an athletics check.
All right.
21. All right. You have a hernia.
Oh, my God.
Not actually.
Seriously, it's not movable.
Hernia damage.
Yeah, it is just in place. It is. It's like it's a fixture here in this cavern. So yes, you were not able
to
budge this gem.
Did I just use my entire action?
What else did you have in mind? Maybe.
I want to smash it.
Like with
Convince
your sword?
Convince me.
Sure, you can try to smash the gem.
I dimension door behind Eric.
And Taekwondo kick off his head.
Yeah,
your boom belt. I'm defenseless.
Did you say boom belt? That's
no, I said poom.
Oh, I thought you said poom.
I will never forget the name of your belt. The poom belt. It's the best name for a belt I've ever heard.
No, not me. Bathwack dimension door.
Oh, he doesn't have a poom belt. Nah, no, fuck him. No. He has no chance.
It's much scarier when Bathwack appears behind you.
He He has no poom belt. I am not scared of him.
Except he's only 3 feet tall.
Short stack backlash.
Yep. I love that so much.
All right.
Yeah, so I don't know if I can strike it this turn or not.
Yeah, you can strike it this turn, sure.
All right, I'm not going to do anything special, just a plain old attack.
All right. Go for it.
17.
17 to hit. With 8 slashing and 3 radiant damage. Your sword tinks off of the crystal with as much effect as Gwen's claw, just sort of tap, tap, tapping on it with a little tink.
Oh my gosh.
And the crystal stands in front of you, radiating out its fiery heat with these flames within licking up against the inside of the crystal. Would you like to make a skill check to try to avoid taking damage from the badgers? You do get advantage because you started within the dying horse circle.
A dying horse.
We need one of those. In every encounter, we need a dying horse circle we can flee to for advantage.
Seriously.
Since I already tried pulling this thing up with an athletics check, with that same vigor, I'm going to try to leap and jump out of the way, like skirting around the crystal if I need to, and putting it between us. Maybe an athletics check?
You've convinced me.
This motherfucker. Oh my goodness.
You may continue. There.
Oh. All right, an 11 athletics. Okay. Okay, so instead of 7 damage, you take 3 slashing damage.
All right.
Look at that majestic horse. I like how you tried to get a file that would be invisible, but still has the stupid squares behind
it. That transparent PNG. It's beautiful, isn't it?
So dumb. It's upside down.
It's dying.
It's dying.
That's what dying horses
it's
do.
It's supposed to move. It can't just be on
For some back. Reason, it reminded me of Leonardo da Vinci's picture of man. The man in the circle.
The Vitruvian dying
the
horse.
Vitruvian dying horse, yes.
Look, it's moving.
Yeah, does it have a name? What did you say, Vitruvian?
Yeah, the Vitruvian
yeah,
man.
That's the Vitruvian man.
It's
the
called Vitruvian okay. man.
I didn't know that.
Oh my god, Alex learned a word. Do 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 do.
Man, he was on time last week. He learned a word this week.
Man. I'm just excited because I'm usually the one that learns all the words on this podcast. I'm like, what? I don't know any words.
Yeah, but now I'm here, so words are hard for me. So
I learned the word darkling.
I think we all did.
Tested, but it's definitely
I think
yes.
All did.
Is that like Darkwing Duck?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, exactly. Darkwing. I'm just kidding. That's not the theme song. Wrong right. duck.
Samo's like, I gotta get close to this dying horse, and then it stabs some more. So he's going to move. He's going to make his acrobatics check to try to avoid being damaged by the badgers.
Can I yell to him and be like, Mo, I don't think you can stab the badger. You got to, it's probably these crystal things.
Okay. And he stabs tries to stab the orb.
Yeah, of course.
And yeah, despite his great roll of 17, he is unable to get through this glowing orange orb. Now all eyes are on Will and Rafina.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Rafina, can I hop down from this thing that I'm on?
Of course you can. This is D&D, Abby. You can do whatever you want.
Lies. So I too take advantage of the dead horse.
Good.
And then I cast, bum-ba-da-bum, I pull out my holy symbol and I cast Spirit Guardians.
Okay.
I am casting it at level 6.
Level 6? You can cast level 6 spells? Holy
awesome.
Moly.
I sure
holy
can.
Moly.
So I'm calling forth these spirits to protect me and they flit around me to a distance of 15 feet for the duration.
Okay.
And they appear like the big monster in Bugs Bunny that likes to hug the little Martian. It's a hugging monster, and it's my spirit, my guardian's job is to protect me and also to protect the badger, god, and hug him.
Okay.
Through, though, that, you know, obviously they may probably can't get through the orange thing, but that is their ultimate goal, is to hug him.
Okay.
While killing him.
While killing him, of course.
Is it going to hug him and squeeze him and pet him and pat him and sit on him like a mother hen so he will not feel any lack?
Exactly.
Oh,
well,
no,
exactly.
Got off the end. So he will what?
So he will not feel any lack of love.
Any lack of love. Amazing. He will feel no lack of love. Exactly. And he can transform to the next stage of badger being.
All right. So yeah, you summon these hugging spirits all around you. You're right that they cannot really penetrate this glowing orange orb, but you feel like they maybe will diminish the effectiveness of the badgers within this aura around you in terms of damaging you and your allies.
Darn tootin'.
Would you like to roll a skill check to try to avoid what damage they may still do to you, Rafina?
I might as well.
I mean,
what the heck?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Nothing to lose.
What skill are you going to roll?
I'm going to do my I'm going to do my acrobatics.
Okay, great. And you don't have to convince me about acrobatics.
I'm going to cartwheel, though.
Oh, okay. You've convinced me. Oh, you rolled a one, but you're a halfling.
Oh, I'm lucky.
Abby's so lucky she like never rolls ones to begin with. All right. So with a seven. Oh, and you're within the dead horse aura, so you get to actually roll that again because you get it with advantage.
The dead horse aura will not avail you.
Oh, it's even worse. Man, the rolls are terrible. All
right. So you have a 10. So instead of 2 slashing damage, you take 1 slashing damage from these badgers.
Huzzah.
And all eyes are on Will Pompeian.
I want to cast a spell, but if I do, I'll lose concentration on the horse aura. And I think it's helping, right? I think it's helping a little bit. Or is it not? Is it helping, guys? Did it help anybody at all? The horse?
They would have if we'd rolled better.
Okay. All right.
Theoretically, it's helping.
So Will is looking at these crystals, right? And like, there's a red one and a yellow one. And you said is the dome orange, or the orb or whatever? The thing around the badger is orange?
The thing protecting the badger is a glowing orange orb.
So it's orange and there's a red and a yellow crystal. Maybe the green one is the antidote. Don't know. All right. I'm going to cast Dimension Door.
Pew!
Because I want to check out this green crystal. So I'm going to dimension my door. I'm going to dimension door
dimension
myself
my door.
All the way over to the green crystal. Because I don't think I could make it over there even running. I mean, I guess like 1, 2, but the running would be through all these badgers, Will, hopping. Do I think I would have to like roll additional check to like get through the badgers if I'm trying to run, hop my way
across
the badger pit?
Yeah, you probably wouldn't gain, at least you wouldn't gain the benefit of being within these hugging spirit guardians that are currently surrounding you. It would be tougher.
And Gwen's going to yell, Will, don't dimension door inside of the badger. It's not going to work.
Okay, I would never do that ever, but thank you very much.
Almost like I know they smelled bad on the outside.
And then I dimension door, and the dimension door looks a particular way, and I step through and I go over here.
What is it, a particular way? Would you like to elaborate?
I think you want to elaborate. Like a million years before.
Yeah.
But the door is an actual wooden door, and there are intricate carvings of an event in my life where I opened a door for myself.
Wow. That's like happened never.
I know. I never described. Well, because that was, it was my sorcerer.
No, I'm saying you've never opened a door for yourself.
Guys, run away. Run away.
All right.
Okay.
So would you like to roll a skill check first to avoid taking damage from these badgers?
Fuck. So wait, I have to roll that first before the dimension door?
No, like, it's just all happening. You're going to have to do it at one point during
your
turn. Yeah,
but it depends on where I am when it happens. Like, am I...
I'm giving you the benefit of having been in this aura of these hugging spirit guardians.
So that means giving me advantage.
No, that's the dead horse aura.
Oh, what's the... All right, they're, so what's the advantage?
The hugging spirit guardians, the badgers, are less harmful to you.
Okay, so...
But you still have to roll a skill check if you want to try to mitigate it. It does. It's not your action. That's a free thing you get to do.
I feel completely lost.
Listen, this is D&D, guys. This is by the book. It's in. This is like an example encounter in the Dungeon Master's Guide.
Wait, what page? Spawning. Let me turn to that page.
I know. For real.
Hold on. It's on page 742.
My DM guy doesn't go that high.
Oh, you didn't get the exclusive primo guide. Sorry.
Well, no, that would be dexterity. Maybe it would be just dexterity roll. But I mean,
acrobatics, you don't have to convince me of.
Well, what I was going to try to do, what I was going to justify, but I don't think this works, was deception, but I think that's just for speaking and stuff. I was going to be like, you know, like a soccer player, like a feint, like be like, like run one
You've
way.
You've convinced me.
All right, sweet. That's a good role for me because I have good deception.
Do it.
21. Yes.
So instead of 6 slashing damage, you take 0 slashing damage.
0?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Nice. That's okay. The second time. Yeah.
And you've arrived. I mean... You've stepped through this door and carved with an image of you opening a door for yourself.
It's not an actual door, like a metaphor door, like something where I made an opportunity for myself.
Oh.
Listen, you.
I didn't actually understand that.
You
I thought
it was
I thought it was a meta joke of Will being proud of the time he opened a door for himself.
No. No. It's something that if he started noticing it, he would be like, whoa.
Oh, okay. Like he, I see. Like
he
broke a glass ceiling for himself.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, there you are standing in front of this, this green gem, and it's now you're this close. It's emanating this sickly green.
Mm-hmm. You said that already. I already knew that one.
Light.
Yeah. What information do I have?
It's like off-putting this smell, this noxious odor, and it reminds you of a poison you once used to assassinate somebody.
Whoa.
Like it's like dead on, like it immediately flashbacks of using this poison on this person you murdered with poison. You poisoned them and killed them and murdered them with poison and poisoned them.
Over the mountain pass. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, it's not my turn anymore, is it?
Not really. You use dimension door.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look at the badgers near me and I'm like, oh, I thought I just got away from you, but apparently you're over here too. My God, you're everywhere.
Yep. Speaking of everywhere.
Oh no.
All around you, badgers start spawning.
I don't
into
even
appearance.
See anymore. Oh God, now I just saw a bunch. Dang it. Stop it. Stop clicking. Oh no.
Yeah, so more badgers are into existence around you in this cavern. What are all of you doing?
Getting a baseball bat.
Yeah, getting eaten by badgers.
Gwen has another idea. See how bad this one goes. Okay. So she's going to turn around to that red jewel.
Yeah.
On the top there.
Yeah.
And she's going to use her breath weapon.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Some cinnamony goodness going on there.
Oh, is it super cinnamony? Cinnamony?
It is super cinnamony.
Cinnamony.
Been
awesome.
Drinking
like
some
a fireball. Yeah.
No, guys, she's been eating Red Hots. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Well, fireball the candy, too.
That's true. I was thinking about the spirit.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Okay. So you breathe out your breath weapon towards this crystal growing out of the earth. And Gwen, as a gold dragonborn, you deal fire damage, I believe, with your breath weapon.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Cinnamon
fire damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the smell of cinnamon is overpowering suddenly in this cavern as Gwen goes, or whatever sound. Maybe it's a, I don't know. That's Rafina's breath weapon.
Let Denise just tell us.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to speak for her. What's the sound?
She's kind of like, you know, and just not like the roar or anything like that. That's for the,
I won't play that.
She gets angry, but just a light little like it's like, you know, if you have like on a window, if you're going to just kind of like that.
All right. And this huge jet of flame explodes out of Gwen's mouth.
That's awesome.
Multiple badgers are incinerated in its cone.
Whoa.
And the flames lick out and wrap around this glowing orange red crystal. And the crystal immediately goes kick, 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 kick. Boom! Whoa. And explodes.
Yay. Oh my god! Gwen!
And, I did something.
The orange orb that is encasing the badger seems to diminish in its light.
Nice.
A bit.
Oh.
A bit.
A bit.
Are there more crystals left?
Nice.
Maybe. They might be on the map.
Wait. Oh, well, I might have mentioned them. No, but I have the whatchamacallit. I have my sheet up, and I can't see
I have
over
that
my sheet.
Too. It's too many.
I have
things.
To make it like the size of a postage stamp.
So,
yeah.
I will recap. Are you in the badger lair? There were three crystals, one red, one glowing white and yellow, and one green. Now the red orange crystal is gone.
I got it.
But there still remain two crystals, one green and one yellow / white, glowing very bright.
Oh, that was inspired.
If you see a faded sign, let the sun go.
All right. Gwen, would you like to move, and also would you like to roll to avoid being damaged by these badgers?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So since she was able to destroy that one, I think she's going to kind of make her way down here.
Okay.
To hopefully get to another one. But this time, when she went down, she's trying to persuade all these badgers who are like whatever doing around her. She's trying to persuade them to look the other way while she's trying to get where she wants to go.
Persuade them.
You've convinced me.
Look over there. Oh, look at that.
All right. And you get advantage because you pass through the dying horse aura.
Yes.
Like, and the badgers are less effective since you're within the hugging spirit aura.
I can't roll to save my life.
All right, so with
oh,
a 13.
Yeah. At least it's over 10. Like, I feel like most of the rolls tonight have been like 6 and 7. It's crazy.
With a 13, instead of taking 5 slashing damage, you take 2 slashing damage.
T.
Okay.
Just T. All
right. So Gwen has taken her turn.
Yeah.
Nobody else has.
I'll take my turn.
I'm going to go.
Okay, go. Yeah, go. Go, Bathwax.
I'm going to sprint. I'm going to sprint through the dying horse aura and the hugging aura. Let's see. 1, 2, 3.
These are amazing auras. Like,
down to as close as I can to the yellow crystal.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hold up my hand and show the badgers that I can pull my thumb off. Sleight of hand.
You've convinced me.
These are some weird badgers.
And you get advantage because you pass through the dying horse aura.
Wow.
And they're less effective because you pass through the hugging spirit aura. All right.
All right. It's a 9.
All right. So we got, let's see here. So with a 9, you take 8 slashing damage from the badgers.
Yeah. Ouch.
All right.
But Gwen was really impressed with your trick.
Yeah. The badgers hurt.
How did you do that?
Whoa.
Are you okay?
You only have 3 fingers. Don't remove one. Oh, no.
Seriously.
Will's like crawling around on the dirt floor looking for my thumb. I mean, not Will, Mo.
Yeah.
Is it the leprosy?
Yes.
Was that your whole turn? Did you? I wasn't counting your hexes moved or squares moved or anything like that.
I mean, I guess now I can see the orb.
Oh yeah, it's glowing bright.
What does it look like?
It's glowing bright with this like bright white, light yellow, just glow. It's very bright. This corner is just completely illuminated. It's almost if like a mini sun is within the crystal there in the corner.
Mayonnaise, put mayonnaise on.
By the way, did anybody notice how I squished Bathwack's token down?
Yes,
in
I
roll
saw
20?
It. It's all stretched out.
Nobody commented on it.
Truncated.
I noticed, but I didn't understand.
It was not
right
a mistake.
Away. Oh my gosh,
oh, sweet,
that's hilarious.
Pee on it.
All right,
token?
Here. So
okay.
No,
try.
I'm gonna
pee, so I will.
Let's try this. I'll cast. I don't know. Well, let's try it. I'm gonna take one of my not javelins. Because I like those too much. I'm gonna pull out one of my spears.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast a spell on it. Branding,
and now it's yours.
Branding Smite.
Okay.
It counts as a weapon, right? I can cast a spell
it's
on
it. It's definitely a weapon.
Yeah.
Sure.
I have never, I've never cast one of these spells on the throwing weapons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Feel a little dirty. Your sword is just so disappointed with you right now.
So it's, I only have level 2 spell slots left. So I use a level 2 spell slot and cast Branding Smite and then chuck the spear
at
the crystal.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so that's a 13.
Okay. And what, so the spear itself does 9 piercing, but the Branding Smite does something else, right?
The Branding Smite does radiant damage.
Looks like an extra 2d6, right?
It causes the target to shed dim light.
Okay.
Well, it's reveals invisible target.
Shedding bright light. So go ahead and roll your radiant damage. What dance are you doing?
I'm dancing because I think Bathwack's going to destroy the crystal.
Okay.
Preemptive dance. It's probably going to mess us up.
So, I wish I could film you. So and then not destroy the crystal and post it on Premature Celebration on Reddit.
I was going to say, I was going to be watching people die inside because I'm like...
All right. So.
Yeah, no, it's only an extra 2d6 radiant damage.
All right, so a total of 5 radiant damage. So the spear hurtles through the air over top of these badgers milling about around you.
Yeah. Hello. Hello. We're in a cave.
The LL Bean is closed.
Crazy.
I just appeared moments ago. I am a new badger to this world, but I'm milling about.
Oh, because of Rafina, we know what they're saying.
I'm gonna eat you.
No, but these ones are milling about. These ones are saying.
Oh, this corner.
That.
Yes, yeah. They're civilized. Yeah. And yes, refined. So the spear hurtles through the air. and crashes into this crystal, and there's this bright, just blinding flash where all you can't see, and you have like all of you that are looking in this direction have like spots in your eyes, and finally when your vision clears, the crystal is no more.
Yay! Eric, you said it flashes. I'm a little bit worried. Is it flashing like bright sunlight?
Kind of, yeah.
Then I might be blinded.
Oh, because of the robe of eyes?
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy.
Oh,
I would have never said that.
What a Your name is Alex. Good job, Alex. I called you Bathwack, but that's your real name anyway. So.
Bathwack's the honest one.
So this is within 5 feet of the robe. So if you had cast this on your sword and done this, then yes, you would be blinded for 1 minute. But you are outside of this 5 feet radius that this penalty is on your robe of eyes. So I appreciate your honesty and thank you for bringing it up. All of you need to do that moving forward or else I will punish you interminably, but you're fine.
All right. Good.
It maybe takes you a little bit longer to clear those spots in your eyes because you've got a lot of eyes.
Okay. I see them. It's 360 degree spots.
Yeah,
exactly.
Whoa.
No, just the front 180 or whatever.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Not even.
In the back.
Yeah, it takes you a while to figure out what that means.
Whoa, so weird.
What do I do?
Poison, something gross. Something poison. I'm shouting. And
something
I'm
gross, poison! Okay! And he just runs around in a circle. And he tries to jump out of the way of the...
Come over here and kill some badgers around me, Mo!
He gets advantage because he's in the dead horse aura. It's dead by now.
Oh, Mo.
He's got pretty good dexterity, so he...
It's dead by now, as if it's a real horse. It's just an image.
Oh, but it's dead by now.
Okay, cool.
It's diminished, so he takes 4 slashing damage. And then he hears you say, come over here, and he starts to run over towards you, Will. And all eyes are on Rafina and Will, because they haven't done anything yet.
Will had something to do, right?
I have an idea, but you were the one that was always going ahead of me because I could never think of anything to do. So,
no, go please go right ahead.
Will, if he has this flashback to a poison that he's used or whatever, the only thing I have in my inventory that I am not sure what it is, but it smells horrible, is the nauseating ink from the coffin maker's shop. So that's what he thinks of. He rummages through his bag, trying to kick away badgers as he does. He's like, going through his bag. And he's going to try to find that bottle of ink and pour some of it. It's supposed to be really, really noxious and nauseating. I always kind of wondered if it was a poison. I'm going to pour that on the crystal.
So first off, I need you to give me some sort of a skill check to avoid taking damage from these badgers around you.
Well,
you're
told you
nowhere
I was doing
near
a dance.
This dying dead horse.
Yeah, I know.
Or these hugging spirits, unfortunately.
No. I wouldn't be able to cast a spell and do this though, right?
Probably not.
Yeah. Okay. So I already did deception and I did, what did I do?
You just can't do two in a row.
I don't
so
remember.
So as long as
I
it's
did.
What you did not what you did last time.
Well, I never did acrobatics, but I'm not very acrobatic. You know what? I think, like I said, he's trying to go through his bag and he's like kicking his legs out and stuff. And he just takes his billy club and he's just swiping it around. And that's what's glowing. So maybe he's doing an intimidation. I'm not a very good at intimidation, but that's what I'm doing for my.
You've saliva. Convinced me.
Oh, I'm so glad. 17.
All right. 17. So. Instead of 8 slashing damage, you take 4 slashing damage with a 17 intimidation.
I hate nature! I say.
Nature stinks.
You hear these badgers making badger noises, and you think they're being like, that's a scary billy club, but you're not sure.
Sweet, but why'd you scrape me then, you jerks?
All right, and you upend this inkwell, this nauseating inkwell.
I pour it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Because, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. I saw what Gwen did. Will's, he can't get far away to do this, so he's trying to gingerly do
you,
it.
You start to pour this inkwell. Just even the sight of it, pouring out, makes you feel a little sick to your stomach.
Oh, great, I avert my eyes.
You hear this hissing sound.
Yeah.
With your eyes averted.
Okay. And then I look back.
Looks like it's starting to eat into the crystal.
Okay, I stop pouring and I back away.
It stops eating into the crystal.
Okay, I pour more.
Okay, so you pour more and you see it eating into it more.
Yeah.
And you think probably it's going to take the whole bottle.
Okay, then Will's like, like, all right. Trying to fend off these badgers. He just starts getting it out, but he doesn't want to get it on him. So he's trying to do that as
you
frantically.
You do it super far away. You see it just sort of eating into this crystal. And you see
then I step back and I just throw the glass at the crystal.
Okay.
Wait, but I probably, I might, do you think I could, do I think I could do that accurately?
It's, you know what, you've played Little League.
I already said there's no sports in Tivoli, apparently, so I guess that's canon. I don't know. There is no little... It was just a human head. Oh, Bathwacky, you could be on my team!
It was as an adult, you formed the league, and then you made them play with you. And they still picked you last, even as an adult.
Aww.
That's really messed up, Eric. Jeez. Hey,
it's your backstory. I'm just telling it. So yeah, the inkwell shatters against the crystal, and it eats into the crystal, and the crystal just goes and just melts. But wow. from this proximity, I need you to give me a Constitution saving throw.
Oh no. Okay, Constitution.
And that is a 7, and you begin to throw up.
Oh, great. Great.
Oh, my.
Yay, I'm throwing up.
All right, you hear that over in the corner, Rafina. What are you doing?
Oh, dear.
So this crystal has shattered, and then before you, you see this orange orb surrounding the badger completely. It had been fading with the destruction of each of the other crystals. And then with the final destruction of this green gem, the orange orb completely melts away. You can see it physically sort of melting down around the very virile badger. Any badgers unfortunate enough to be beneath it immediately begin squealing in pain as molten orange substance eats into their flesh.
Whoa.
Dear.
It's a substance? Wow.
Yep. The virile badger is revealed to the den. His eyes are rolled back into the back of his head, and he's panting extremely heavily.
Ew.
Can you see him?
What'd you say, Denise?
Can you see his red rocket?
I knew that's what you said. Even though I didn't hear it, I knew that's what she said. Ew. You know what? You haven't flipped him over, but you think there's a good chance. So that's what's been happening, Rafina. What are you doing?
Yep. Wait, tell me how many crystals there. Just kidding.
Now there are no crystals in the den.
So what are my spirit guardians doing? Aren't they swarming?
Oh yeah, they're all around you. They're trying to hug these badgers, and you feel like they're keeping them from damaging you as much as they potentially could be. Damaging you.
Thank you, spirit guardians, but I want you to hug the big god badger. Go! The way is clear. Go! And then I I'm going to cast spiritual weapon to aid the process.
Okay.
And my spiritual weapon is a large megaphone. And from my lanky pack, I take out a mouth harp.
Oh my god.
And I play the mouth harp into the megaphone. I play a dirge.
Oh,
a sad, sweet dirge so that the badger god is lulled to sleep/death with this beautiful, terrible, twangy music in his ears.
That's amazing.
And yes.
A dirge. That's so amazing.
Oh, what is that? How many clovens are playing?
Oh my goodness.
It's enough to kill anyone. Wow,
that's pretty cool.
Oh my god.
I love it.
Stop.
Is this Kronos Quartet?
And you feel this, you hear this mouth harpy dirge emanate through all of you. Feel the need to clap your hands on your ears.
I'm vomiting and holding my
ears. You definitely are. The badger doesn't have any hands to clap on his ears.
Oh, no.
And you anybody who's in sight can see from his ears there's blood starting to pour out.
Oh my gosh.
Of his ears. And he's starting to shake and quiver.
I don't know if I can even hear you. It's so
loud. You can turn it down when you edit it.
Yes, but they can't hear you. Oh my gosh. I often do that, but they can't hear you.
Is that better?
But there you go.
He's so happy when he's dying, though, right? The blood is a sign of happiness, right?
And yeah, he's starting to quiver and shake, and then blood starts to pour out of his mouth. As your the spirit guardians start to swarm him and hug him and squeeze him tight, and just seems to just squirt more blood out of his orifices.
Oh, Rafina, what's wrong with you?
I'm helping.
That was amazing. I'm helping.
And then the music just seems to slowly fade away as the badger just sort of collapses down onto the ground, or onto his little stone dais there. As the very virile badger is laid low, you can all sense, well, maybe not Will, but the rest of you can sense the mood in the den shift. All of these sort of ravenous badgers who have been popping into existence. Let me just reveal exactly just how many you see now in the den. Let me just do that.
You're going to have to take screenshots so Mark Justin is happy, okay? Don't pop them all in there yet. There you go. Too many!
Whoa.
Holy moly.
They all sort of freeze in unison, and they also the popping stops happening. They stop appearing out of thin air. The very virile badger himself lies motionless upon the raised stone platform, and then suddenly he stirs and gets back to his feet.
What?
Yikes!
Thank you.
Yeah. What the fuck?
The spawning has been stopped.
This poor thing.
Took a little longer than I might have hoped.
It was our first time.
Well, despite that, there may be some more badgers out there in the world than people are used to.
Shoot, too many badgers.
I can flame strike all these guys down if you really...
You need meat, correct?
Yes, please.
Here! And he reaches down and slashes the throat of a badger that is motionless down near the dais.
Oh my God.
Bats it over to, I guess, towards you, Rafina, since you're the closest.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Go!
Rafina!
And leave me!
Whoa!
Okay, thank you. This was... great.
Yeah, thank you. Are you okay? Like you're a little bloody.
Yes.
But you're going to be okay?
Of course. I am the very virile badger.
Oh no.
He seems very tired.
Oh, yeah.
we'll let you catch your breath and relax a little bit. Thank you for the meat. Appreciate your help. It appears that we probably have to get going, guys.
Yeah, let's skedaddle. Bye!
You guys hear some retching in the far corner.
Just vomiting.
Which maybe is slowing down a little
in
bit.
In the corner of a badger cave. This is the
Does
best
Does anybody
life.
Need healing? Can I Wait, stop I
wanna
your ask... vomiting?
I want to ask the badger.
Is that a yes or no?
I want to ask the badger a question, especially while Will is still retching.
Right.
I just want to approach the badger and...
it's like approaching the bench in a court.
Yeah, I would like to approach the badger, please.
Approach the badger.
What do you see when you look at me, Vera Badger?
I see...
dinner.
I see a dragonborn. You seem small. You seem holy. What do you ask of me?
Bethrock's relieved when he says that. Thank you, Badger, for answering my question.
The very virile Badger.
I'll just step away.
Why didn't you ask him to help you?
To help me?
Yeah, make you tall again.
Do you think I should?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a little tired, but...
He's a god. I mean, they can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
All right, I'll ask. So I'll approach the badger again. Badger, I was cursed with luck by a leprechaun. Can you undo that?
I just birthed all the badgers in the world for a whole year. Also, no.
Also, no.
I think I asked you to leave. Please.
Oh, no.
I need to rest.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Just kidding. Sorry.
Your spewing has slowed down. Good. You can kind of rejoin the rest
of
the,
corner?
The group. And yeah, the mass of badger flesh in this cavern is not harassing you anymore, any of you.
Well,
so yeah, you can make your way towards the exit if you would like.
Yep, definitely. Exit, exit, exit.
Are you saying exit, that as you go?
Exit.
So yeah, you
holy crimoly.
You all can make your way back towards the sphincter. And you sort of get to the you climb up onto that ledge.
Yeah.
As you do, you hear from behind you, "Wait!"
Uh-oh.
And you turn back, and the badger's sort of just like standing / laying there like before. "I was being ungrateful. You did manage to stop the spawning for me. For that, I am thankful. You are going to Bear Toggle, no?"
"Yes."
"Whoa."
"Seek out my old hunting partner, the captivating coyote."
"Oh."
"He dens south of the city. My progeny have told me he knows of a holy weapon, peerless in this world." And his eyes kind of roll over you, Bathwack. "Looks like something you could use, though from what I hear, it might be a little big for you." And he closes his eyes.
I'll try to remain polite. I'll just say
as
thank
you flip him off.
Yeah.
Well, that went well.
I think so. Right?
Who are you?
Are you Eric?
Yeah. No, I'm the badger next to you. That's the next NPC. It's just a normal badger. Guys, that was pretty all right. Let's go.
Whoa,
come on.
Hello.
You've got my dead brother there. Let's put him in that stool.
Oh, that's so creepy.
So yeah, you all make your way back through the tunnel and climb out of the sphincter, back out into the world. That's the sound of all of you popping out of the sphincter.
We're being birthed into the world.
And I have the badger meat in my shopping bag, right?
I think so, yeah. In your giant eagle bag.
Giant eagle.
I love giant eagle.
That's where I grew up.
Yeah.
The sun is starting to go down. But you do have all of the three things that, at least you think you do. You were asked to get something lucky, something hairy, and badger meat. Mm-hmm. And as far as you can tell, you've got that for the stew that needs to be completed before the new moon this very night. So hopefully.
And Bathwack is a something lucky, right?
Yeah.
Well, there was also a big old handful of four-leaf clovers.
No. Bathwack is definitely the soup ingredient. I'm going to insist when we get back there.
And hopefully you know the way back. Right now you're just in the middle of the woods next to some sphincter in the ground.
Yikes.
Stop saying sphincter!
All right, next to some anus in the ground.
Much better.
You know, we're going to find out if you can make your way back to complete the summer stew next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Wow. It is. Oh, that was a very long session.
That was a long session.
Woo!
But it was good.
My eyes are like You're tired.
Your eyes are like sphincters.
Yes. They're all puckered.
All puckered. They're all bleached.
What is that?
Sounds like from some horror movie.
Yeah, it does.
Make me get my rectum.
You have a rectum. You
I do.
Get yeah. your rectum? Wait, yeah, I know. I meant you had to get it.
Let me get my rectum.
Oh my gosh, she's
doing
gonna,
it.
She's going to, Chad's finally going to join.
My rectum.
Oh my gosh. That's so see, amazing. The,
there's a sphincter right there. That's, you can see it. My it's God. Like, it's squishy.
Oh my so, God.
Rectum. That is so bringing up the funny. That's so cute.
It's a cute, plush, pink rectum for everyone listening. It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's such a derpy face, like the eyes completely so wide. It's awesome.
That's what my rectum
looks
like. It
has a little booklet that has, you know, it has like little things in pictures. And stuff
I
like
saw
that.
The words filled with poop. That's
so nice. And that's all we
Wait,
need.
Here we go. Wait.
Rectum.
Bottoms up. Bottoms up.
Super cute.
And then there's like poop and fart facts in there.
Oh,
that's
so
and,
helpful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That is awesome.
Did you know feces are made of 75% water, 5% dead bacteria, 5% fiber, and 5% fats, salts, live bacteria, dead cells, mucus, and protein?
Wow.
Oh, good.
All right. Yeah. And then 10% something else.
Really? What? You did the math and it's not even
10%? I think
10%?
So. 75
oh, crap,
plus 15.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We'll
10%,
never
10% badgers.
10%
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.